Courtney, happy birthday to you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, thank
Ooh.
you.
Up, not particularly early, but you up after your birthday. That's a monumental feat because I saw how you kicked it.
You know what? And praise be to electrolytes and Jesus, really, because I feel like I was just resurrected. I don't really remember yesterday, really. You
Hey,
had to tell me what happened. I don't know.
you remember the guy didn't want to let y'all in because y'all still had y'all bathing suits on?
Oh my God, that's crazy. I don't even remember that. That's wild. He pulled us to the side. I think he was at titty height. That's all that was. He just wanted to have a conversation with titties. He really wasn't talking to three women. He was talking to six titties. That's all he wanted to do because that wasn't even necessary.
What's up, Lou?
What up?
Chilling, chilling, chilling,
Hey,
chilling.
Courtney. Hey,
Happy
boo.
belated. Oh, thank you, mama.
It was a good
Okay.
time. Good time was had.
Oh,
Did
you
you
was
ever
there
miss
too?
that? I stopped by her birthday party at the rooftop, and then I went to Cannabis Cafe. I hadn't tried it before, so
Did
me
you
and
like
Cuff
Cannabis
did.
Cafe?
It was cool. Yeah, it was cool. I hate that they keep the drinks on one side and then the smoke on one
Yeah.
side. And also that
Yeah.
they don't really got no real drinks. It's like beer and wine and soda. It's just like, nigga,
They
slam
not trying
out.
to over intoxicate you
Right, I
know?
get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, and that part
Yeah.
makes sense.
I
So
went
just
there
because
because okay. And
I
also I went
know
there for
next
my
time I'll just take my
birthday.
flask with me.
I went there for my birthday like right before like 2019. And yeah, I got lit. I got real lit.
I had no idea it had been open that long. I'm thinking
Yeah, it's
this
been
is a
for a
brand new
minute.
spot.
I think John A was there. Was Kanisha there? John A, Kanisha, Rue. It was a couple people. It was like four or five people. And we went and had a great time, man.
I like that you can pour the vial in your drink so you can have as much or as little of the THC as you want. But it was definitely different.
Yeah.
Different. I rock with it though. It was nice looking. And I
Oh.
understand now why I probably didn't hear about it because I'm not really, a weed person. So it's like, why would I know about it?
Me neither.
Yeah. But in that type of environment, it's good because I've gone a few times, but the food is delicious.
The
That's
food
what
is good.
sets it
So
off.
here's
The
the thing,
food
right?
is fire.
I had a debate about this, right? Because I said the same thing. I'm like, yo, the food is fire. But it's like, is the food really fire or you just really lit and you think the food fire? Because you up there and you just need food, like
Yeah, now the food was pretty good because I wasn't lit before I started eating. I got lit
well,
after.
you're kind of biased. You think
I
everything
was getting ready to
is
say, I was
good.
like, you need to ask somebody else. I love you. I love you
I'm not
too,
trusting your big back reviews. You think everything tastes delicious.
not everything. Not everything. And the
Big
big
back
back is slimming. I have
reviews. I might take that. I might turn that into something. Let me write that down for somebody Right,
to take
big back reviews to
that.
hear eating shit he always thinks is delicious. That's
Ass show. Listen, that's a
a
good ass.
slogan.
Listen,
Hey,
Susan
Lou,
said it, and I thought it. Listen,
I saw a dope
ooh,
ass
come
picture of
on,
you.
Meg Marilyn Monroe, Meg, my homecoming hair girl. I
I
missed
love
homecoming
that.
this year. I'm so mad.
Hey Lou, when did you take this picture? Yo.
You gonna keep going, huh? You gonna
She
keep
can beat
going.
you up to here.
You gonna keep... No,
She had
here's
just got one off,
the
Meg. She just got one off. You walked in and you
but
didn't
nah,
hear
you did
her. It
something
don't
on a
matter. She can
colossal
still
level.
beat you up.
But I still owe you for what you did in the Cold Crush. I still owe you for what you did on Instagram. I
Whatever
still
do you
oh
do,
shit.
Lou?
What did he do? Lulu, what did he do on
No,
Instagram?
it wasn't nice.
Whatever do
It
you
was not
do?
nice at all. Mind you, Tahir don't never post me on his page. I ain't never been posted onto his page a day of my life.
Nope.
And the day he decided to post me on his page, he started off by saying, Damn, it's messed up how somebody leaked my homegirl Lulu's nudes. Like crazy. That's crazy. It's diabolical. And then he shows the nudes, and it's some meme of a chick taking her panties off wearing Tim's. And then they say, yo, I'm dumb moist, B, or some shit like that.
Hey,
You posted that to
rude.
the gram.
I don't know what she's talking about.
I
He
got
would do
you.
that.
Don't worry. I said, listen, I'm waiting for God works. My God works. And he gonna give me the perfect joke for you. It's gonna like fall into my lap. It's gonna be, oh my God, I can't believe it.
She
Don't
gonna
know
say like, oh,
what
she gonna
he's
see some
talking about.
warthogs running in Sahara. She gonna be like, oh,
Carrying hot
perfect.
dogs with
Perfect.
freckles.
Warthogs,
Hey.
man.
Freckled warthogs carrying hot dogs, running with bulls in Spain with
Damn,
his
that's crazy.
people.
Sounds
With his
about right.
people. That's crazy. Man,
Somebody draw that for me. Thank you. Somebody draw
Yeah,
that
I
for
really like
me.
this new room you have, by the way, with your shoes like this. I really like that
Thank
aesthetic for
you.
you.
I
It's
appreciate
good.
it.
And also, I can also see which of your shoes is lean. It looks like you left heavy. You a little left heavy because them shoes on the left, they leaning. That's why I don't put my shoes like that because my shoes be leaning.
Girl, that's his snack shoe. That's the shoe you take a bite out of when you get times get tough. Let me just nibble on my left shoe real quick.
This is how y'all want to start. I pull up to this motherfucker 33 minutes late, and then y'all want to come in here talking shit.
Hey, we gotta
That's
catch up. We gotta
crazy.
catch up.
And Meg, I'm sick of your excuses. Oh, the kids did this,
I don't
the
have no
kids
excuse
done
today.
that.
I'm just saying I'm late. I don't even need to tell you why I'm late, so shut up. Shut
Hey,
it up. And go
it
back
don't
to
matter. You
and,
can
re
look. You can look fabulous and show up late, though. Like when you look like that, you can be 25, 35, 45 minutes late.
No, you got
Period.
you, girl. This is a few days
Period.
old.
And
Thank
I'm about to
you.
say, you
It
came in
looks
like Marilyn Monroe.
good.
You was like,
Would
thank you.
you
I had
say
to do something because
Maryland?
I don't
Did you
have
say
lashes
Maryland?
anymore.
Did you say Maryland egg roll? What'd you say, Lulu?
Here, next time you go outside, make sure you put your left shoe on your right foot so you can balance out the side lean.
That's crazy. She said to hear how to edible shoe arrangement. That's crazy.
Edible shoe
Shoe
arrangement.
arrangement. You got an edible shoe
Got a hard gangsta lean on that.
What shoe you talking about, man? You lying.
Thank you, Courtney.
What
You just look and
shoe you
see.
lying
Okay, you
about?
can see. I'm not gonna point them
I
out.
can
You
tell
can
you that
see.
right there. The maroon ones, that left one look a little lopsided.
That's plum. That's plum flavor
These
right
ain't
there.
never been
That's his
worn.
plum shoes.
These ain't even laced up. So I know
Don,
you
never
lying.
been ate.
You
Ain't
ain't ne
the laces?
You say
He
ate the
ain't never took
laces?
no
He just
chunk out of
licked the
that one.
bottom.
Yeah, that shit's a licorice. You know that, right?
That.
Them brown ones right there. And
Just be
those is all kind
talking.
of leaning. The one behind your head to the, yeah, right there.
One behind
See?
your hips.
Yep.
You lie.
Those
Yeah,
are
that one leaning
here.
too. Yeah, that one leaning.
Yeah,
It
to
is not.
here.
That one leaning.
If you wasn't so slew-footed, it wouldn't be messed
Where
up.
you
I'm
gotta get
not messed
shoes
up.
before Ozempic and after Ozempic.
Stop.
The
Y'all
weight
gotta
distribution gonna be different now.
That is true, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. He was always top heavy, girl.
He gotta take them hot dog insoles out his shoes. He be all right.
Not the hot dog insoles. Meanwhile, the hot dogs are
Oh
actually his Vienna
my
sausage toes.
God. Y'all having a good time?
We're having a great time.
Y'all know I'm petty. I'm gonna get that get back. It's all good. I'll let you get it off. I'll just wait. What's it? Just building
Yeah,
up the
wait.
tally.
Oh.
Building up the
Listen,
tally.
I'm just sitting here warming up. You know, I'm just
Hey,
sitting here,
listen,
you
listen,
know.
baby. I'm good, baby. I'm good. Ain't
I'm still trying
nothing
to decide if I like skinny to hear or fat to hear better.
I told him I told him I like thick to hear because skinny to hear, like I feel like he's not gonna be as fun. He's not gonna stay at functions long enough.
Look
Like,
at him. He already look at him. He's like,
I know he looked
see,
real judgy.
different. Different. It's different
I'm
energy.
going to be all the stereotypes you
That to
could
hear pulled his
imagine.
nipples out and shit. Like,
That shit's
this one, I
dead,
don't think
baby.
he gonna do. Yeah.
That
And
shit's
you know what's
dead,
also
baby.
crazy to hear? You got darker skin once you got skinnier because all your freckles is like combining
Well, they're
now. They're
merging.
condensing.
They're coming together. Maybe that's what happened when he got fat. The freckles started to
They
spread.
did. Now they coming back together. Oh my gosh. Now this is dark
Wow.
skin to hear. I don't know if I like him.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I like that. I like
Damn, who knew Tahir was really the color of Morris Chestnut this whole entire time? Like,
that.
I
This is about as good a spot for us to jump into the first topic of the day. Want to give a shout out to our special guest, Courtney Haynes, for pulling up. We also got Roxy Hayes pulling up in a little bit, but she had to push her car back to her house. Shout out to the OG squad. We got Meg Scoop. We got
gonna tell her you
Elizabeth
said
Ellis.
that.
She on somebody's heel going yabba dabba doo all the way to the top. So you know,
Wow. She can't even defend
this
herself, and you
episode
just
is
wanna.
sponsored by Ozempic and waist trainers.
It ain't sponsored by them. They ain't cutting no checks, so we ain't even mentioning
And
them no
also
more.
sponsored by sesame seeds.
Meg then took her good wig to the hairdresser, and now she acting brand new. I need you to simmer down, brother
About to say
girl.
that hair
Hit you
looked real
lace
good,
front.
man. You see the lace front, honey.
What up,
What's
Roxy?
up,
Hey,
Roxy?
what's up, Rox? You just
Hey,
missed a
King
girl. He
Chris.
said you were somewhere pushing your car with your feet. That's why you late.
That's right. He said you was on your Flintstone.
Yeah. Wait, did that really happen though?
No, he just
Okay, just wanna make
no way.
sure.
I FaceTime Roxy. She was like, "Where, Omar?" And she was pushing that car.
What a dickhead. He asked me to come.
Do you see how he do?
10 minutes before y'all start, like, tell me somebody canceled. Can you help me? And then I come up in here saving your ass. That's how you look at just like a man.
Rude.
Like,
He's
look.
rude.
He turned into a bad bitch.
He
Help
been
me.
acting up
Can you help me?
ever since he moved and got his shoes in the back. He like, please, somebody do for me. I don't like it. You
I don't
acting
either.
real
Do
different.
for me.
Do
Don't
for
be
me.
talking
It's
like
because he's
him.
skinny. It's because he's skinny
Hey.
now.
Oh
You
yeah.
know
Oh,
what I do?
that's that Ozempic do
Roxy,
for
what I do?
me.
See?
Do
You missed
help
it. We were just
me.
talking about it. We was just talking about skinny Tahir now.
He
We
acting
on it.
up.
And
He
how
acting
he getting
up.
more
Me
dark
and Lulu.
skin
I
because
didn't even get
his
to say
freckles
hi to
is
y'all.
merging. Hey, boo.
Oh.
He getting more dark skin because his
I
freckles
see
are
it.
merging
It's
back.
coming together right here in the middle.
All right, this is about as good a spot for us to jump right into the first topic.
Oh, this is okay.
We're gonna do that right after
Right
this.
after this.
Oikos presents 15 seconds of strength.
Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim. Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles.
Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
First topic of the day we have, would you rather survive a mountaintop plane crash versus a shipwreck in open sea?
Oh, is the plane crash in like snow, a jungle? Which one?
Mountaintop. Yeah,
Mountaintop, snow.
snow. No,
Snow.
I'm gonna die
Snow?
regardless. I'm out. Yeah, I'm not doing the
I'm
snow.
out. Either one, I'm out.
The shipwreck, we still on, we not on the ship, we on the island.
Nah, the ship
No,
is wrecked. So like
I'm
it's
just floating.
partially floating, partially sunken.
Still
Okay.
in the middle of the water?
You on like a p you're like on a piece of
Yeah.
the ship, like a little piece
Like Rome?
just.
Hold.
Yeah, you might be able to, you might be able to get like one of the inflatable little
Like a little
rafts.
plank or something. Like a
But
life you on a raft? Are you on a raft? I
Also,
mean,
what
if you can
ocean? Are
get
we
to
talking
it.
like Titanic
Oh.
ocean? Like we about to freeze in the water? Or are we talking like the Caribbean? Like
I
it's
mean,
time to
it's
go
like,
vacation when
ooh,
you go.
it's all warm. Like if I was on a cruise in the Bahamas and went down,
It's
and
like,
I'm
oh
on.
no.
I mean, listen, you're not doing good with either one because this is if it's in a tropical part of the ocean, you still got to worry about hurricanes and those storms. If it's in
Oh, and
a colder part of the ocean,
sharks.
then you still got to worry about the temperatures. The lifeboats are still on the boat, so if you want to swim down and try to grab them, you could do that.
Swim down and grab one.
Do
You
somebody
can't
know
swim.
I wrecked, or it's just like I'm just screwed? Like somebody coming to help?
They know you wrecked, but you were thrown off course.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, so they're looking for you. So they're looking for you in the mountain. I feel like it's easier for them to find you in the ocean than it is for them to find you on a mountain.
But here's the thing. If you were in the ocean, it's the survivability rate of, like, finding something to survive on and not get eaten by sharks.
Well, he said there's something like you can like, you know, maybe a plank, a part of the ship. It's little, but you're on it. You're not in the water.
Shark gonna think you on a plate. It's like, oh, serving this up for me. Delicious. Megan.
Well, let me stay on this plate.
The shark putting on this napkin, like, don't mind the food.
He said, they're not gonna believe this. If I go back with a whole person.
But it's a fusion cuisine too. I'm eating good tonight. Yes.
And the short is like Big Boy. Was like, I know that ain't who I think.
I know that ain't. Well done. Nah, I don't. I feel like the mountain is. They both scary, but the mountain. Maybe I could just sit there, but then it's just random animals running around. It's the same thing. Like
and
people
it's
said.
Freezing, and there's nobody to warm you up.
Like the bears might be asleep.
If you're able to salvage the fuselage and you're able to like if
you
it's just
what motor, what word did you say
fuselage
what
that's skinny to hear vocabulary
he acted
oh my
up.
God
fuselage is the part of the plane where you can close off
that's not what you ooh. You did not say fuselage you said something
that's
else
that's absolutely what I said man
the fuselage here, look,
I don't understand how your body got skinny but your tongue still fat
dang.
It doesn't all happen at the same time, man.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Why you didn't put no Ozempic in your tongue?
Start doing like this. With the needle. Start there.
That's wild.
Put a prick on the tongue and your tummy.
Oh, shit. No, they got Ozempic toothpaste for that. You don't even have to do it.
Just brush it.
They got Ozempic
toothpaste. Are they going to make his gum smaller?
His gum needs a reducing size, too. If he could get his gums smaller, his teeth will look actual regular size.
Hey, this is my favorite show. I just be watching sometimes.
This is what we doing right now?
That's what you get for putting four women on here with you. You knew what was about
it's
to happen.
Bad I did put all women on here.
I put you, Lulu, Roxy, and Sideshow Bob. I did not put four women all together with you. I wouldn't do that.
Wow. And Courtney was the nicest one.
It's just because Tahir's the color of Bart Simpson, and I understand.
I can rock.
Why you had to do the Sideshow Bob reference? You know,
Oh God,
Tahir about to break out in I Caramba any minute.
I Caramba,
help me.
I love it when it's all bad bitches on a podcast, right, Tahir?
The cup made it worse. Tahir, please, no. Not
you like my
out.
Cup, Roxy?
That's fire. Oh, you know it's Bobby.
That was my first nude.
Wait a minute.
This is old Tahir, though. This is
legit.
I can't stand. Look at the hat and everything.
The hat. That's what I tried to shoot my shot at Lulu. I sent her a nude. A mug with my nude on it.
That's how you know you old, sending your nudes on a mug.
Drink up, girl.
I'm a personalized
I know. You trying to make her put alcohol in there?
What do you think?
You're drunk? to be able to look at that? Yeah.
What you sipping on?
A waka waka.
Me? Oh my God.
Hey, that's gonna be my new catchphrase when I go on stage.
They're gonna sue the hell out of you.
Right. It's the twang, Roxy. It's the twang. If you say it, I spell it different.
Waka waka. Nah, get her out now.
Waka waka. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and she urbanized it. Get her out of here. Yo,
yeah,
I'm gonna spell it with suit. Two K's.
Waka.
I feel like if the plane is salvageable, like the fuselage, Meg, is still in intact and you still can close that door, then you can at least make a fire and you could be okay.
No, to hear, because the wreckage for each one has to be the same, meaning however wrecked the ship is however wrecked the plane is.
Okay.
And if that's the case, you guys say, like, the ship, like, washed ashore. That's what happens with real shipwrecks. They don't just float. In the middle, in the movies, people always float ashore What
Yeah,
do
but that
people
ain't gonna happen
want?
immediately. That might be days before they see any
No,
type of
it ain't days.
You in the middle, girl. You
if
in the
they
middle
if
of
they
in
got
the
knocked off
Atlantic.
course, Lou, then they are not where they're hitting. They're not in the direction or the area where they're hitting. So,
Ooh,
where they're
especially if
pinning.
you was in the Pacific. Ooh, girl, you ain't gonna be
Ooh,
touching
big as
nothing.
fuck.
Where's the Bermuda Triangle?
In Atlantic.
Atlantic.
Like off
yeah.
of it, like
off
North
of Florida,
Carolina,
right?
over there.
Over there,
huh?
where it's like not far from Florida, isn't it?
It's like,
yep. It's just
is it
east.
North? I thought it was more North Carolina, but it's like, yeah, off the East Coast, but like over
I
there.
I feel like it's too much water to go find somebody. Like, cause that current, that tide could take you anywhere. Like, I feel like I have better chance with feet on ground. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
I'm stable.
And if I were to die in either condition, I'd rather die in the snow because they say you remember being warm. I watched a lot of like, you know, like Unfortunate Circumstances movies where like you die in the cold, and they say when you die in the cold weather, you remember being real warm. So I'd rather die like that than be shark
I
tostadas.
don't know if I'm gonna eat my foot or touch my foot. You're right. I don't want no shark tickling my toes. I'm gonna be upset.
Plus, you have if you're in the woods or something, right? Like you could go wander, maybe find some berries or something. You could, you know.
Girl,
some
have
berries.
You ever seen them movies when they be having a plane crash at the top of a mountain?
Yeah,
it ain't none of that.
And they
Lou.
Eat people.
Right, there's nothing there.
I'm eating the pilot first.
What?
Not
why do you
pilot.
Always go straight to cannibalism every time?
What you want me to do, Roxy?
You ain't even like maybe let me cook up some tree bark. You like, nah, I'm cutting his head off.
No, you
want to
eat tree bark when we got like a scrumptious pilot sitting right there?
A scrumptious. How we know he tastes good?
He's full right. of caffeine and alcohol. He is.
Lulu gonna she gonna season him with some Tim. She gonna get a great
Tim shavings with
Tim shavings.
Save the bottom of the Tim, like yeah, a little seasoning. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so it would good. Make him kind of roasty. You know, like survival.
Yuck.
Yeah,
because I could take all the blankets from the plane and the pillows and make a fort.
That's true. Mm. I forgot about that. The stuff from the plane. Wait, ain't it burn up though?
Nah, not everything.
Okay.
Not everything.
You can make a whole tent out of the Biscoff.
Ooh,
you know
ooh.
Them stiff. That you can make a whole Biscoff tent.
You
I'm telling
Biscoff?
You,
I'll make a gingerbread house. You right? Some snacks. They got snacks.
Come on now.
Oh,
no, but I'm saying if you say all that, then again, it's the equivalent for a shipwreck. You can still get those snacks wherever they were. They're next to you.
But
somehow.
Then I feel like
it'll
the
be
sharks.
Soggy.
Gonna, yeah, they're gonna smell my snacks.
It's still in the water. It's gonna get
they
soggy.
For it.
I feel like I will always be better one on solid ground than the water, and then two.
Why you're
like
a great white shark?
I was waiting.
You're a big back whale.
I thought you should be at home in the water.
Yeah, you with your people.
And if you're on a mountaintop, it's gonna be cold. It's easier to like layer up than it is. Like if you were in a like shipwreck.
Oh, yeah, I can take all the dead people clothes.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm
taking all the dead people clothes.
Yeah.
They not using it no more.
I'm gonna take all that and they money.
Yeah.
You right? I'm gonna pick some pockets.
Yeah,
yeah, it might sound
pick
pretty good.
You gotta survive here. You are picking pockets.
It's gonna be a come up for me, baby. When I get, why?
I don't think it's really picking pockets if they dead. You just
right.
be resourceful.
I mean,
now.
Maybe
Roxy gonna
family.
Have all type of passports. Like, well, I'm about to sell all these.
Hey, well, what y'all need? What y'all need? Yeah. That mountain sounded pretty good.
You could prolong your survival rate, I feel like, on the mountain versus in the water.
All right, well, let's put it to a vote, man. Shipwrecked in the middle of the ocean or survival of a mountaintop plane crash? What are we going with?
Plane crash.
What about you, Court?
Absolutely, plane crash.
Okay.
Me, please.
All right. Well, it's unanimous with the plane crash. We're going to jump into this next topic. Right after this.
Oikos presents 15 Seconds of Strength.
Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim.
Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all in one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles. Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Mm. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Win the lottery, but the winnings can only be used on others versus win the lottery and disappear.
Man, disappear.
Wait, what do you mean disappear? Like
you got to fall off the grid. No contact with any of your family or friends, your spouse, everybody. You have to leave everybody. Meg, you got to leave the kids. The kids never see you again.
Oh, that's all right. I can't do that. So yeah, that's an easy one for me. I just give it to everybody. I mean, I like to help people anyway, so that's all right.
Wait,
okay. We talking 500 million though, Meg. You good?
That's fine. Because here's the thing. I always said if I got 500 million, I already had a list of people that I was going to help anyway. So I guess I just have to take myself off and I still help them.
If I give it to my child, can she give it back to me? Like, no. If it's in her account,
you don't get it.
Nothing from those winnings can be bought for you. So she can't buy you a house. She can't buy you a car. She can't buy you a car. You can't do none of that.
What if I still got to work and put the money in the foundation, and the foundation just happens to buy me a boat?
No.
Where would the foundation get the money from to buy you a boat?
Anonymous donation.
Girl, that boat is going to disappear. As soon as you try to touch it, it's going to disappear.
As soon as you get on the boat on the water, you're going to drown.
Nah, that was suck.
Nah, I'm gonna disappear. I'm out. You're gonna text the group chat. It's gonna be a green bubble.
No, but wouldn't you miss like doing comedy, going golfing with your people?
I can still do that. I can make
no,
new
you
friends.
Can. You're gone. You don't have contact with nobody.
That's fine. I can go from where else to play golf.
Oh, you know, I thought you wanted to play golf with people.
Oh,
you're gonna be golfing by yourself.
It's golf courses are more than just America, though. She can go anywhere and play golf. They got golf courses in Africa.
I know. I thought what you were saying is no matter where she goes, she's always by herself.
Yeah, like nobody
just,
can.
No, 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 she just can't be with anybody she known from the past life.
Yeah, so I could make new friends.
Oh, you didn't say that. Well, if you said that, that's different.
That's still miss your kids, though. Yeah,
you can make new kids, man.
Yeah, you can
make new kids. Get new kids, you know. I can make some new ones.
You can start over, man.
Is it?
My womb's still good.
If they think you died, Meg, then they can collect the life insurance. You still took care of the kids.
See? There you go.
You a lie. You'll be crumbling by the next day.
I know. I try to say that. But I'd be like, what are they doing? Do they miss me? Do they know me?
Did they read their books today? You know you got a schedule. What'd you say? You got a schedule.
Can I still keep my Instagram?
No.
Nope.
No.
Your name ain't Lulu no more.
That's what cool. You need it for, Lou.
Your name not Lulu no more.
Loretta.
Yeah, your name ain't Lulu no more. Your name gonna be like Boo Boo. Boo Boo Fonzalez.
Boo Boo. Boo Boo Fonzalez.
It's like that show looks like.
That ain't like, me. Wasn't
nah,
Lulu's
good. This is Boo Boo.
Wasn't me.
Damn.
500 million?
I would be too sad. Same thing. I would miss like, cause I'm friendly, but I don't be liking people like that. I don't want to go make no new friends. I got about 8 right now. That's enough. I'm good.
Could I give everybody money though before I'm out?
Nope. You gotta leave.
He said as soon as you get it, you disappear from.
Cause there's a thing.
Everybody, you know.
If you give them the money, then they know that you had access to the money. So they were like, oh, she just disappeared. If you disappear without making any contact with anybody, then it could be, you know, you were kidnapped, you were, you know, something unfortunate
that's
happened.
Cruel.
Now we sad. Mm-hmm. We like, what happened, y'all? Yeah, Lulu?
But that's now even in the odds. I like it. Yeah. See?
That's going to be messed up. Y'all going to be holding vigils and shit.
We just looking at your Instagram.
You ain't even going to get it.
Those vigils are just because we miss you. So, I mean, you know, we still, that don't mean nothing. You be all right.
That's kind of like, that's like being able to see your own funeral, though. Hold on. Like,
I'm going like, to be, yes, be there that, like this. Damn, that's fucked up.
Exactly. Why? Hold on. Wait. How?
Why did
how
they make my flower arrangement?
Like, why you not right, crying? Yeah.
Why you not crying? Right.
She looking at other people's lives. She's like, all right, who's there? Okay, so is it past there? Right.
Why my vision? Fuck with you. Why are you there?
That's right. I wanted to support. I'll be sad.
You still clout chasing? Damn.
Why we live streaming it? I would be like,
hey, can y'all collab with me on my funeral post though? Thank you. Go ahead, collab. Send the collab. Somebody's accepting them.
Yeah. Do you think you would be tempted to how long do you think you would go before you attempted to contact somebody you knew?
The next day? I can't do that.
Meg, we knew your soft ass wasn't gonna be able to do it. That's why I asked Lulu.
I don't know, because I would want to tell my people, like, yo, I got this bread, you know, like, no, we good can't. Now.
No,
nope. Lou would get in trouble
because
she had moved to like South America or something, but she would buy every pair of Tims on the continent.
I was like, wait a minute,
it's gonna draw too much attention to
it's gonna be a huge delivery.
I will say, Lulu, if you disappear, we getting some of your shit. I've been looking at them Harry Potter cloaks. You gone. I'm like, damn, I miss her so much. That Riddler cane in the back is going to go crazy in my content.
Harry Potter thing from, I got this in Scotland.
Oh, we got that in Scotland.
I'm about to get your,
hey, Roxy, dibs. I got dibs on that.
You would like this, Roxy.
Ooh. Oh, that shit fire. Damn, that's going to be crazy. So go on, disappear. What do you mean to hear for a bit? Come on, Courtney.
I'm gonna take your Adidas deal. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to play golf. I'm gonna be like, oh, I can play golf now.
He's gonna be in a little skirt.
I'm just trying to get them Adidas clothes.
Niggas gonna be like, yo, I'm gonna go check Lulu's house and see if she's there and leave with all her shit.
Yeah.
Glad I'm out, man.
I want all of Lulu earrings. I want all the whole Lulu earring collection.
Yeah. What size your Tim?
All the hula hoop.
Yeah. Them shits be nice.
Hey, what you crossing the line, man.
You don't need it. You got 500 mil. Just buy a bunch more. Give me those.
These are sentimental Tims, okay?
No, okay, well, guess what? You're gonna have $500 million worth of Tim's. You ain't need these.
See, I'm glad I'm out right now.
I think that's way harder than we give it credit. Like just completely uprooting and leaving everything and everyone behind. I think that'll be
the
crazy.
Everyone. Mm-hmm. I can do with the material things. It's the people that like. Damn, I can't talk to my people.
Yeah.
And they don't know what happened. That's the part that'll.
That's the thing. Yet.
No closure. Mm-mm.
I can't have my mama thinking something happened.
I mean, when the cops go to your house and they see it's like it's no forced entry, they're like, maybe she just left.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. I would tell them immediately where I'm going.
Can you write your own conspiracy theories about yourself and your disappearance? Oh, like, make anonymous tips. You're like, yeah, we heard she's like,
she
you know,
probably just won $500 million and left.
It's on Reddit.
You start your own wiki page. You go start your own wiki page.
I'm telling y'all, she probably just won a lot of money and left, and is alive and well, missing everybody.
I'm gonna start doing like video messages, like anonymous with a mask on. Like
if I was y'all, I would follow the Tim shipments that are going to South America. Crazy. Crazy part is my parents don't know how to use technology, so that they would never know.
They still gonna be, "Ay, Dios mío, it's my Lulu."
That's exactly.
They don't ask Lulu.
They don't ask Lulu.
Courtney, could you do it? Because you got no kids. What? You got no kids.
So y'all got kids.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't do it because I value people. What I would do, I would just give all the money to my people and then just live off of them. They would have to take care of me at that point. Come on, it's a
but they,
bartering
that's the
system.
thing,
it's an
they
honor
can't
system.
though, they can't give you nothing.
Yeah, they
they
can't
can't
buy
give
you
me nothing,
right?
But
but
I
you can stay at their
experience
house when they get
stuff.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
But how can
experience.
She stay at that house if that's
it's their house?
Like, I don't get it. I don't get like a like this is my room at the, no, like I am a guest at their house.
Yeah.
I'm all just over here.
A guest.
I'm just
I got a sleeping bag. Period.
It would have to be like they have a mansion and then there's a guest mansion in the backyard.
Thank you for your generosity.
You want a guest mansion? You don't want just a room?
No, I need a guest mansion.
I need my own mansion. Mm-hmm. This is my wing to visit. A wink.
Yeah, like,
I'm just using these snacks.
I'm a guest.
Yeah, I gotta go with that. I'm just thinking about my daughter and her not knowing what happened to me. That I cause you know I'm gonna look on her Instagram or something. Yeah. Like, I ain't never seen my mama again. I be to kill myself. So I ain't enjoy the money. Yeah, I gotta go with just give it away. I gotta give it away.
All
right. It's thanks to here. This is depressing.
Hey man, listen,
right? It's real depressing. No,
I'm okay with it. It actually makes me happy to know I'm going to be able to give a whole lot of people a lot of money, like, and help a lot of people.
You see,
I don't really, because I guess to me, even like, I don't know. I don't really need that much stuff at the end of the day. I don't really need the fancy stuff.
The
and he didn't say you couldn't still work. So like. Yeah. Okay, well, little money I have, I'll still work, and then I'll still go on my vacations. But now, all my little broke friends can go on the vacations too.
My little broke friends can go.
See, my parents are old. You know, parents don't really live forever. You know? And all my friends, all my besties, they got kids and husbands. They don't really got time for me. They won't really.
But don't you want to like shower your parents with like all type of stuff?
Lulu, you try to justify leaving. That's what you do.
That's crazy. Now, ain't nobody gonna think about me.
They don't like, really miss me, you know?
That's crazy.
Like,
I feel like Lulu is contemplating this in real life right now.
Yes,
they got real lives, you know, they got husbands and shit. They be doing their own thing. I'll just be calling and talk about comedy shows. They don't be like, yeah, girl, all right, cool. But you know, so I mean,
what about your mom and your they not gonna miss you? Your family not gonna miss you?
I just said, you know, parents, like, you know, I would love for my parents to live forever, but you know, that's not God's design. So it's like,
how many years they got left? 20?
That's crazy.
That's wild.
Hey, Lulu a realist. She just is like, I mean,
my father would be really mad at me if I didn't take that money. He's like, I'm about to be gone soon anyway. Like, take the money.
Yeah. It would be hard to like leave the family without saying goodbye. That's the thing right there. Without them knowing that big question mark for all of them, I think that would fuck me up more than anything.
But when you make the decision, do you remember that you had the choice? Like, am I going to remember when somebody pissed me off?
You don't
like,
remember
damn,
for the rest of your life.
I gave up $500 million for your ass. Like that. You know what I'm saying? Like every time.
For the rest of your life.
Resentment. Good point, Courtney, because you guess what? You don't even know what your friend's intentions are. You may think that they gonna do right by you and shower you. They might be out. They might be like, bitch, you're stupid. Why don't you get me money? Like,
I mean, that's a very real possibility, but you can't do nothing with it anyway, so it don't matter what they do.
Yes,
with
you
it.
Can. You can take it and run and never see them ever again.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna pop up on TikTok under a whole new name, build a whole new following. I'm doing all these videos from
okay,
my
Bobo Fonsalas. Get it.
And I'm gonna take all my videos that I already did and just redo them, so I don't even gotta really work hard.
Oikos presents 15 seconds of strength.
Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim. Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles.
Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
Let me call it.
My God. I've been under the northern lights. Like.
All right, well, let's put it to right a vote, man. We're going to see what we end up with. Y'all taking the money or y'all spending it on family and friends?
I'm going to spend it on family and friends. Same. Too sad.
Family and friends.
You got your answer.
Lulu is out of here.
Capping. I think Lulu capping. I don't think she's going to leave her parents like that.
My who?
I think she will.
My who? Who to you?
I said, I don't think you're going to leave your parents like that.
Listen.
I think you capping. I call Caparoonie.
My dad raised a hustler. And he told me.
That's why I said, she out of here.
All right, well, let's jump into this last topic right after this. Last topic of the day. Here's another tricky one. Would you rather try to escape a collapsing building versus outrun a tornado?
Oh, come on, baby. Okay, outrun a tornado.
Yeah.
What physical condition are we in? Is it how we are right now or the best versions of ourselves?
How you are today, at this moment?
Or how you are right now. However, the original thing I pulled this from says, I'll run a tornado, but you have no shelter.
Where am I going?
You could look for an overpass. You can look for a
That's shelter.
Oh, look, I don't have no talking shelter about
like
over a plane.
Like you
I'm
in
running.
The plains. It ain't nothing over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm running.
The best
to
hope
a
would be an overpass or a ditch with one of those, what is it? That big piping that's through the ditch. Like when a driveway has to go over a ditch.
So as a person who grew up in the Midwest where there's a lot of tornadoes, I will say this. The thing about a tornado is it is very unpredictable. You can't really say it's like a hurricane. You can kind of say, oh, it's going in this direction. Mm-hmm. Tornadoes don't do that. They will hit your house, skip the house next to you, hit the house after that. Hit the house across the street, miss the one next to, like, it's real erratic. So the problem is, even if you run in zigzag, you don't really know.
Like it's a bullet.
You're going to zig.
Like the tornado is shooting bullets. Bow,
you
got to
juke the
bow.
Tornado. Right. It's crazy.
That's just, you can't really juke it because you don't know. It just go this way, then turn. And you
can't juke a tornado.
It don't know. Hey,
Roxy, if that's your juke, just
what bra got on?
Listen, just run.
That alone
run right
go.
To the
yo,
tornado.
Your breath's gonna knock you out. You're getting taken up inside a tornado.
What equipment do I have? What do I have? Can I have my proper bra? Because if I ain't got my proper bra, I'm gonna die either way. I'm out.
You gotta be dressed before the tornado hit. So yeah, you dress yourself.
But I'm saying my sports bra or just like I'm out on the town bra.
No, you got your tornado bra.
You got your sports bra, you got your chucks on.
All right, thank you. Okay, thank you. The chucks gonna crack my ankle. All right. So what floor of the building am I on? Am I on the first floor by the door? Then
nah, you on the fifth floor.
Oh, damn.
The elevators are down.
What? Stairs. Okay.
Elevators are down.
Wait, how you gonna get out of a fifth floor? To hear if the building is collapsing. What part of the collapse is this?
Is it
100 stories and they now collapsing it like
15 story building.
15 story building.
15 and it just
floor.
Started collapsing.
It started collapsing.
The
elevator's out, so you gotta take the stairs.
So I gotta run down 5 flights of stairs.
It's multiple staircases because one of them might be blocked. It can't just be an easy thing like that. If you're outrunning a tornado, you can't just take one staircase.
Well, are my upstairs neighbors overweight? I need to know that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what am I dealing with the direct impact? Like,
it's going to be a catastrophe.
I am not doing that.
I would rather lay down
in this open field. And let the tornado do what it do and just hope and pray it's going to zig where I zagged.
But also, as an Oklahoma girl, I need to know, is it an F1 tornado, F2, F3, F4? Because there's different levels of tornadoes. There's F4. Little skinny tornadoes that are just like...
Is F4 the scariest one?
It's the one from Twister.
Yeah.
Oh, F5. No.
This is that type highest. Of tornado. Y'all think y'all going to outrun Twister?
I'm just gonna die.
I'm just gonna lay down.
Why you been killing us this whole episode? What's up with you? You all right? What you going through? Every question has been, you want to die like this or like that? What's happening? Die like,
what are you right? Are you
going on with you?
This is dark, yeah. Do you want to open up to us?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
This is a safe space. And you got
on all black?
Is all black? Ooh, are you dressing for your funeral?
The oh Grim Reaper. Mm-hmm.
This is the dark side of Ozempic.
Here
everyone.
You got a lot of life left.
This
in
is
you.
The dark side.
That's going to be the name of his Netflix documentary.
The Grim Reaper comes for us all.
To hear more.
This is a side effect. Side effects of Ozempic are make thinking of death all the time. Making Mormont questions on Squadcast.
That was crazy.
These are from ChatGPT.
Eating shoes.
I said difficult life or survival situations. Give me 20 would you rather difficult life scenarios, and that's what is came up with most of these.
Yeah, I'm with Meg. I'm gonna have to go for the tornado and just go with it. I don't know, something about the building. I'm gonna be too scared. Stuff gonna fall on me, and I'm clumsy.
You can run to a tree, Roxy. You can run to a tree and tie your breast in a knot and hold you to the tree. You should be okay.
Around it.
Wow.
What if it ripped my titty off? Then I'm just titty listening to wind.
You got one titty, girl.
That's
that
crazy.
Titty might need to help you stay down from the wind, though.
Like
you
a paperweight.
Use your titties as an anchor.
It's a paperweight, girl.
Or a soft landing place. So if you do get like swilled up, you land on your titties.
Yeah, land then, titty down.
Titty first. What if I bounce? Titty. Nah.
Do you want to bounce? Just a little bit, not too high though.
I'm gonna
what
crack
if you get bounced
titty.
Back up into the tornado?
You know what I'm saying? Now I'm dead because y'all playing. Because I listen to y'all. Now I'm dead. We're doing the same thing.
I know. I ain't got enough over here. I'm gonna just be dead.
I definitely don't got enough. You got enough.
Jump from the back.
My face will hit the ground first before my titties do. Okay.
Fall ass first.
Go ass first. All y'all go ass first. I gotta go titty first.
Okay.
If I go ass first, that shit cracking. I'm cracking the ground.
See,
it's hard.
I got to do exercise before when I got to like clear a house, and that shit was fun. And I think I could do that again versus outrun a F4 tornado. I think I could get out of
it. What do you mean clear a house? Like you had to like start run out of it or something?
I had to run into it.
Wait, go through this. What were you doing?
We had to before you go overseas, you gotta go through shit, right? So we had to clear a building. So I had to like jump through windows and go upstairs and all that shit. And I had on all this gear. And I was like, man, if I was 20 pounds lighter, I'd be doing this easy. So I'm like, I think I could do that.
Oh, that sounds fun.
That's what I said. I was like, oh, this is fun. So if I could get in, I thought I could get out.
What rate is the building falling at, though?
That's the problem. You don't know.
Oh, no.
You don't know. And I'm going to just tell you, like, I mean, I'm not going to say any specific buildings, but you can probably imagine. But like when you see when you've seen footage of them falling, that's fast.
Yeah, it'd be just like, doom, doom, and then all fast. This stuff. And then stuff be falling outside. So what if I run outside and if something fall on my head?
Fall from like the
you gotta clear the area. You gotta keep running.
I'm going to be tired. I just know I'm going to run out and be like, ooh, I'm safe. And then that shit fall on my damn head.
She gonna grab her knees like, ooh, made it. Refrigerator
you
falls out.
You gonna have enough energy and stamina to outrun a tornado?
I'm gonna do like
no,
Man
that's
said.
What I'm saying. There's no way I can outrun it, which is why I'm banking on the fact that it will go crazy. And I'm just gonna be like, there's a 50% chance it ain't coming right here.
Just get on your knees and pray.
But that's all I can do. Because either one of them, I'm not going to run out in time. That's the whole point.
Y'all ain't never seen Twister, apparently. Y'all ain't never seen it.
Yes, but I have. But again, you don't know the path. It's not a straight. That's
they
the one
don't
thing
even
about
know
Twister.
The path.
You said what?
They don't even know the path. The tornadoes is like about
that's what I'm saying. So I am just going to have to bank on that. That's the only, because I cannot outrun a falling building. I'm on the fifth floor trying to run down the stairs.
Yeah,
there's no that ain't,
and right. That's not even talking
thumbs
about
down,
suffocation.
Not thumbs up, thumbs down,
and you have to factor in suffocation too with the building with the debris. Shucks, nah,
y'all ain't never
no
touched yourself like, see how fast I can get to my house and somebody chasing me and shit. See,
yeah,
I grew
shit
up in an
ain't
apartment
from
building.
The ceiling.
So I grew up, I used to like pretend like somebody was chasing me in the staircase and see how fast I could run up and down the staircase and get out to
That's
safety.
something we should talk
Meanwhile,
about.
Somebody was
That's
chasing
something
me.
We
It was
should
like the
discuss.
cops. I'm pretending this is a game. This is a game. This is a game.
Because there was a rapist in the building, right?
Oh my,
so
okay.
I used to always be like, in case he tried to get me.
So it wasn't
right?
our game.
So wait. So the solution to the rapist being in the building was not to call 911. It was to see if you could outrun the rape.
What are we supposed to say? We never knew who it was. They called him later. But you know what I'm saying? For the meantime, you gotta take precautions.
Outrunning the rape.
So I used to like, my best friend lived on the ninth floor and I lived on the first floor. So I would test to see how fast I could run in the staircase.
Y'all you that's a lot of stairs. You might do better off with the building then, Lou.
That's what I'm saying. I
you've
know
got a lot do. Of experience. I'm so sorry.
It builds character. Shout out to Star City.
Oh. Wait, Lulu, was this in Tim's? Were you running these drills?
No, I had the you remember the sneakers with the pumps? The pump with the little basketball.
You was pumping your shit up like yeah, you ain't finna get me today.
That's not imagine taking the time like someone is chasing you. Lulu sees the stairs. Hold on, wait.
You gotta do it real quick. You gotta like, boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom. So you was like, oh, so you was factoring that in too. Like stop.
Yeah, you gotta be like, all right, cool, go. Oh, it's too tight. Hold on, let me take a little air out.
And the crazy thing is those didn't help at all. Like
they didn't do anything. You know? And I remember my brother had those and I like put them on because I was like, oh, these are so cool. Y'all, I kept playing with the little pump and it like bust.
Oh. People's pumps was busted. Even and then some people's air release was busted. So they would pump their shits mad tight.
I don't even know what the purpose of those shoes were.
They were like compression sneakers. Like what the fuck?
I feel like they should come back out with them for this generation because they don't know nothing about this and they're probably gonna think it is so cool.
Nah, it's the pumps came out not too long ago. They did a re-release of them. They ain't do well.
They didn't do the hype like they did the first time. The first time they had all type of marketing. Pumping.
We out here pumping.
Pump.
But I mean, they had Shaquille O'Neal back then to be the face of the Reebok pumps. That was his shoe, wasn't it?
They need to get Joe Budden. Well,
they sure do.
Get Joe Budden to pump it up.
Mm-hmm.
This generation do not like him, so no. They don't like him. They're like, what is this stupid song? We don't even
know. Like, he got one man. Platinum hit. That's it. One hit wonder.
That's the worst part of this Gen Z will be like, ew,
no. Joe bring it on himself, though. Joe was outspoken. He going to say exactly how he feel about the young kids. And they going to be like, all right, well, old nigga, fuck you.
And they always be like, you and old.
What can you say to that? You can't say nothing back to that. You're like, I am.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Does that be the first thing they always say? You old one hit wonder, like
bitter.
They gonna throw it out there.
Bitter. They be like, you bitter.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's put it to a vote, man. Y'all gonna run in this field with this tornado, or y'all gonna try to escape this collapsing building?
Tornado, hands on the knees.
Tornado.
Building.
All right. I think I'm gonna do the building, bro.
Wrong answer. Guinea Tahir could do that. That Tahir?
You nah. are
Guinea Tahir could
Well,
do
he
that.
Is pretty fast though. He pretty fast.
Do that.
He is. Yeah. He like a little mongoose, okay? He don't look like he's fast, but Tahir is always nimble and quick.
He's swift. He's swimming.
So let's talk about the survival chances of Skinny Tahir versus Fat Tahir. I Ooh. Put my money on Fat Tahir because Dang. He can insulate himself in between the yep. debris and the ceiling collapse.
Yes, that is
But
true.
I would say Fat Tahir would win in the tornado because the tornado would need another tornado to lift him up.
Yeah, you're right. The aerial is not the same.
We need to you to hear.
I don't know.
God, man, don't try to start that shit talking about, oh, they so mean to you. You kick the shit off just about every show, so don't try to put it on. Don't separate yourself.
Dang, why y'all do to hear like that? You said the tornado ain't even gonna pick him up.
No, Fat to hear was a little rougher.
I said it just needed another tornado.
And I don't know about. I don't know if Skinny Tahir got the heart. You know,
he
saying?
Don't.
Fat Tahir,
the heart.
Fat Tahir, no, Fat Tahir was rough, rough and gruff. Mm-hmm. This one out, he's smooth as shit.
He's smooth. He's soft now.
Look at him. I don't know, man. I don't know.
He's too demure for me.
Roxy the Tornado.
You're uber black now. Like that's what you be doing.
Roxy the Tornado will mistake you for a baby tornado. Your top heavy ass.
A baby tornado. Oh my god! Because wow. It's like this.
What about own? Oh, what's up,
kid? Let me go 1v1.
Not 1v1 on the big tornado.
Let's go. I hate you.
An yeah. F4 versus an R4. Fuck it.
We in there.
All right. Well, what do we? Me and Lou said the building. The rest of y'all said the tornado.
The rest of us were correct.
That's crazy as hell. Y'all got dead as hell. Anyway, I'll run the tornado hazard on that one, man. We want to thank our special guests, Courtney Haynes and Roxy Hayes, for pulling up today. Shout out to the OG squad, Meg Scoop, Lulu Gonzalez. I'm to hear more. And we'll see y'all next week on another episode of Squadcast.
Squadcast. Yay.